Well, it's 4:53 a.m. South African time on this beautiful Thursday morning, Yomul Khamis. Yes, my wonderful listeners, it's the 16th of Sha'ban, 1444. And yes, my beloved listeners, it's 14 days left for our beloved, for our holy, blessed month of Ramadan. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Barakah Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And we welcome our beloved teacher, senior, respected, honorable Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah, who is in Pietermaritzburg this morning. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Mota, Dawood Mota, and our Riyaz Mota. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 16th of Sha'ban, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 25, Surah Furqan, and verse 62. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, وَهُوَ الَّذِي, and He is the Supreme Being, the only being, جَعَلَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ, He has made the night and the day. In Islam, the night precedes the day, and the night and the day with absolute precision accuracy. See, in our life, 50, 60, 80, 100 years, when we tell you sunrise is 6 o'clock, sunset is 7 o'clock, exactly, precisely, it will happen on that time there. Now you tell me, can this happen on its own? Who is doing all this? Can you just say it is science or Mother Nature? Definitely not. You must remember our computer, they freeze. Our computers have to go for service. Our smart cars and all that have to go for lubrication, minor service, major service. So Almighty Allah is the one and only Supreme Being, the only one worthy of worship. He has made and created this night and day, khilfatan, and they come one after the other. The night comes, then the day comes, and they take the place of one another. Now you see, the day has started, and then sunset, the night will start. Liman arada, but who will take lessons? Only those people who has made intention, a yazdakara, to accept the advice and the admonishment. Oh, arada shukura, or that person who made intention that he wants to be very, very grateful, very, very thankful to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for all his recurring bounties and favors. So that is what we all have to learn. Tafakkaru fi khalqillah, wa la tafakkaru fi Allah. Some people say the hadith, that the saying of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But best is we say just a saying, that people must wonder, ponder, reflect in the creation of Almighty Allah, and then we will realize the majesty, the authority, the power of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, the exclusive creator of the entire universe. Let's take you around the world for news, views, and interviews. I have mentioned this, and we have to mention it loudly, boldly, and clearly. MBS of Saudi Arabia is Murtad bin Shaitan. He has been placed there to cause harm to the Muslims and to Islam. Can you believe, in our holiest month, sacred month, He's telling the people there in Saudi Arabia, you must shorten your prayer. There is no children allowed in the mosque. There is no feeding allowed here and so forth. He wants to kill the spirit of Ramadan Mubarak, remember that. But he is the enemy of Islam. Before him, so many enemies came. Abu Lahab came, Abu Jahl came, Mustafa Kemal Ataturk came, whole lot of them non-Muslims, dispatched to Jahannam, the hellfire. The way he's getting on, he will pay such a heavy price, you must remember that. And you will see if he continues like this. He's just bootlicking the Americans and the Israelis and the Jutlas. And he thinks that now when he becomes king, then they will not bring any impediments. He doesn't know that what their strategy is. They will use you and then they will dump you. Go see what they did to the Shah of Iran. Go see what they did with the other rulers and leaders. So may Almighty Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain, Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Al-Aqsa Al-Mubarak, and give him guidance before it's too late for him. Otherwise, there will be terrible, terrible, horrible consequences for him. Thereafter, let's take you around the world. The British and the UK are turning more and more to coal to keep the lights on. Imagine they have so much difficulty there. They will tell the world, you mustn't use coal. But for themselves, they're using the coal. The European Union, their energy bills have soared by 300% after the Ukraine war. They're seeing Putin the harami. Putin, God knows, is a ruthless person. And that's why we like him. You must remember that. That he told America, come on, let's battle and war it out. He told Europe, you come. He told Israelis and NATO, come, we'll see. And 300% their energy bills have increased there in the European Union. Iran, so you must remember, Iran is ditching the dollar. Iran is also cutting deals with countries here in Africa and say we will deal with other currencies but not the dollar. So the de-dollarization continues and that's very, very good. We must remember these things here. See, I told you Sunak is a disaster. So you can't let Indian run British politics. This is all their figures. 600,000 people, small businesses, will be going bust and closing shop in UK alone. 600,000. So what will happen to the economy? The whole country will be on the verge of bankrupt. So that is what you must learn. Then you see in America, you have the big, powerful organization, APEC, and they the ones who shape the American politics with Israel. The rabbis who belong to APEC, they said, we dead against Bibi, we dead against Netanyahu. So majority Israelis, Jutlas who live in apartheid Israel against him. The Jutlas outside in the diaspora against him. This is the absolute humiliation, disgrace. And LR, their national airline, doesn't want to take him also anywhere. A former top cop of Israel says, oh, Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu, you must fire Ben-Gvir. Ben-Gvir is a terrorist, is a harami, and is causing more harm than good to Israel. The settlers, the haramis, remember there are two shaitans. There are many shaitans in Israel and the Hitler's children. So two of them, one are the settlers and one are the soldiers. The settlers are throwing stones at the Palestinian homes and they, the police, are present there doing absolutely nothing. Now what do you call that? We call that a terrorist apartheid Nazi regime. You must remember that. Look at the next one. They murdered, they killed our people in Jenin. They in Hawara and the Jewish soldiers are dancing after the settlers ran riot. They in Hawara, Jenin and so forth. So you can see they're exposing themselves to the world that who the real terrorists are. And I told you on several occasions, they are not the chosen people of Almighty Allah God. They are the cursed people. Allah has cursed the Jewish nation, not once, several places in the Noble Quran. Yes, we don't say every Jew. Some of them are good, some of them stand for justice, but we speak of the absolute majority, and now they are making all their criminal activities so apparent and manifest to the world. Yesterday was a very, very interesting day here in Pietermaritzburg and surroundings. After Fajr, mashallah, we were here in Masjid al-Salihin. So Maulana Mehter, the Imam, said I should do some tafsir. So alhamdulillah, we made some tafsir of the Noble Quran commentary and read Ishraq Salat. Everybody was fasting, so alhamdulillah, here in our family, my niece, nephew, all of them. And thereafter, mashallah, that we did the bliss of marriage, and then we left for, you know, this camper down. So there, that people wanted we should have a program. So we were there Zohar time, and then after Zohar, we had a program, mashallah. And thereafter that, I came back home. No, from there, we went to the Darul Uloom, and we just read 2 rakat salat day in the masjid. I was very impressed because Azan was late. So when I was reaching the car to come back, then the Maulana came, mashallah, Mu'aduma, to meet me, and then the news spread that we are there. But I told them, no, I can't wait for your people, Zuhur Salat, and then all to be too late for me. So we came back, and mashallah, I had to rest, and Asr we went to Wallace Road, mashallah, Musalla, Hafiz Qasim Parak. So there was a youngster, small little youngster. If you don't look properly, you will miss him also, 10 years old, you know. So his name, Hafiz Ibrahim Varyava. And I told him, small youngster, I said, I'm going to take your name on the radio and I'll say DB, Damat Barakatuhu. The youngster is only 12 now. So mashallah, 10 years he finished Hifz and he's doing Alim course now, his second year. And mashallah, his other brother, Muhammad, is much taller. So he's also Hafiz and studying there. Mashallah, they became Hafiz by their honorable father. So imagine what a great honor for them. Father is Alim Hafiz, 2 sons are Hafiz. Allah bless the mother also. Normally they the ones who do all the hard work, you know. They are behind the scenes. And nevertheless, so that was after Asr Maghrib, we were there in Mountain Rise. So every Salat we were in a different place. And then we had meals by Brother Fahim because, you know, fasting story. Then we went to Race Top, mashallah. So there we met Qari Abdurrauf of Mauritius. He's the imam there for many, many years. Maulana Abdul Qadir Osman, mashallah, we met at Mountain Rise. Wonderful response, and we spoke about the Quran Sharif and Ramadan. So that was our activities. Today, inshallah, we will be day after Maghrib, at Maghrib time in Hawick West, and then is meals, and after Isha will be the program. Allah Jalla Wala make it easy. Allah Jalla Wala accept it. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. And there will be, inshallah, the bliss of marriage. Not bliss of marriage, the fiqh program today, Thursday, with Maul Zahid Khan and myself. And we will be discussing the real preparation for Ramadan Mubarak, inshallah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. I've got Bongi, Ustad. He says, morning to you. Do you think South Africa has improved since apartheid was abolished? Bongi, Ustad.
It depends what you mean by improved. If you mean that we can stay where we want to, we can come and do business where we want to, so obviously in that regard it has improved. And apartheid was a crime against humanity. Nobody can dispute that. We are the victims of that. But if you are speaking about that, the security, safety, so nobody in his right mind can say things have improved. Things have just gone bad to worse, you must remember. And nobody is really safe beside the ministers and the supreme and the elite people who can afford security and so forth. Otherwise, the ordinary Joe in the street and so forth, his condition is worsened. So you must remember that economically, socially, and politically. I mean, let us be honest, you must remember that your rand dollar is sitting at over 18. And you, I give you yesterday what happened last night. When we finished the program, so we came back home and we passed North Dale Hospital. That you could see the police are waiting, you can see the ambulance are waiting, you can see other people are waiting. So nobody allowed to go inside. So I asked my brother, why nobody is allowed to go inside? Said, no, they said till they don't get the increase, 5%, 8%, 10%, whatever they're negotiating, till then, you must remember, nobody from outside will be allowed. Now imagine if some patient is in a critical condition, he has to wait there all night, basically 9 a.m, maybe they'll decide to open, Allah alone knows. So that is where you are today. You must remember, hopeless, useless in every field.
Mufti AK, is it permissible to bury two bodies in one grave, Ustad?
100%, you must remember Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, beloved son Ibrahim. So he passes away and Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Mubarak tears were rolling down and the master on the cheeks Mubarak and the master alayhi salam said, "Wa inna bi firaqika mahzunun ya Ibrahim," that we are so sad with your separation. I can't talk to you. I can't walk with you. And then Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the Sahaba, the first person to be buried in Baqi, after the Baqi is the famous cemetery in Medina, after the migration of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Medina Munawwara, Abdullah bin Maz'un radiallahu anhu, so bury him there. So Abdullah bin Maz'un was buried, and after 8-9 years, we find that he passes away, Ibrahim, the son of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, only 18 months old. Then the Master alayhi salam said, "Take Ibrahim, my beloved son, and bury him in the first grave, the grave of Abdullah ibn Mas'un, radiallahu ta'ala anhu wardah." Totally permissible, there's no problem, especially where they do recycling and so forth, absolutely permissible.
I see Arthur says, what if Putin won the war? So what? We start.
So what? He finished the world order, my brother. So he, that you see America, NATO, Europe, they all want to destroy the family structures. They want to promote, you must remember, lesbianism. They want to promote the gay brigade. They want to promote the transgender. They want to promote all the satanic values. Putin say, we will never allow gays and lesbians here. We won't allow transgender here, and so forth. So he's the big spoke in the wheels to take them on. And he doesn't want that they must have the white hegemony and they must be the bully as they are carrying on. And Israel can murder and kill anybody it wishes whenever it wants to. And they are no consequences, somebody has to stand up. So therefore, Putin is a harami. Remember, we as Muslims can't forget what he did in Chechnya and what he's doing in Syria and so forth. But when you speak about the war with Ukraine, 100% we support him, because you must remember, he is taking them on. You don't expect any of these Arab leaders or Muslim leaders. They all are 90%, 80% of them got Muslim names, but they're not Muslims. They're murtads, they're traitors. You must remember, to Islam, they will just use Islam for their own agenda and sinister motive. So therefore, we like him. He is sending them back and is telling them no new world order, no new reset, no white hegemony. So that is why we support him.
Somebody says, could Mufti Sahib please speak about, just for 2 minutes, about a husband oppressing the wife, Ustad?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala commands every husband, and in Surah 4, Chapter 4, Verse 19, 1-9, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, you the husbands, you must treat your wives with love and justice. The example we give is how you want your son-in-law to treat your daughter. Oh, your husband, you must treat your wife better than that. Then, inshallah, you're a good husband. He, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and who is the reporter? None else than Siddiqui Beti, Siddiqui Ladli, Siddiqui Sahib Zadi, Sayyida Siddiqa Aisha radiallahu anha. Her title is Siddiqa. Her father's title is Siddiq Akbar. They were the most truthful people. Honest people, remember that. After the prophets and messengers, alayhi salatu wasalam, she states, he, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, khayrukum khayrukum li ahlikum, the best of you are the best of you to your wives and children. Wa ana khayrukum li ahli, I am the best to my wives and my children. our ulama-i Rabbani, our ulama, that's the authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, our ulama-i Rabbani, our ulama-i Haqqani, our true scholars of Islam, how many a time we heard them? Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib Nawwarallahu Marqadahu of Jalalabad, he in his majlis when we used to sit in 77, so Hazrati used to say, Rahimahullah, the whole world can say you are good, but if your wife and children say you are bad, then by Almighty Allah and by Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are considered as a bad person. And the whole world can say you are bad, and your wife and children say you are good, then Almighty Allah jalla wala Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam will pass the verdict that you're a good person. They know your inside life. They know everything about you. So remember that that is the barometer in Islam. Today we are sanctimonious. We have a double identity. In front of people we become humble and make hazrat and all these things. But inside the home we are bashing up the wife so many a time. We are so bad, treating our the children so badly and so forth. Obviously, we don't say everybody, but many among Muslims also are doing this, and that is totally unacceptable, absolutely haram and not lawful. So your wife must be your main supporter, and you must be the main supporter of your wife, and your children are a gift from Almighty Allah. We suffer from ABC, the C syndrome. When our children are born, we worried about their clothing. When they get older, we give them CDs. Then we give them computers. Then we give them cash. Then we give them cell phones. They grow up further, we give them cars. So all the C's we gave them. But the greater C, O father, mother, you deprive them. The hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, he Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ma nahala walidun nahlan ahsana min adabin hasan. The greatest gift you can give your son, daughter, progeny, children, grandchildren is good character. Which father spends time today with his daughter and speaks to her? This is what you need to do. Which door mother speaks to her son? There's just a match going on. Do this, do this, do this. That's not parenting. Remember that. Parenting is you must be the example. You must become the one who can give them advice for now and their future and cry to Allah and see, inshallah, how Allah Ta'ala will let your children shine and become true ambassadors in Islam.
Somebody says, according to you, AK, Mufti Saab, if marching, striking is haram, then the people of Palestine are doomed. Ustad.
Oh, you must remember your marching is totally haram, where the men and the women are there together. And you must remember that where they are doing all the haram things, the hooligans, they break this, they break that. There's so much violence going on and so forth. So you must remember marching is haram, whether it's in Palestine or whether it's in other place also. When you have men and women, where you have music, where you have dancing and chanting, all this is permissible in Islam. So remember this, Palestine will be liberated with Mujahideen. Not with people jumping and dancing and all these type of things. The Mujahideen who are dicing with death, they are prepared to give their lives. So that is how Palestine will be liberated. You, my brother, you must go back to madrasa and go study again. You're watching too many movies.
Listen
and
to
study Surah 17, verse 7. How Palestine will be liberated. Chapter 17, verse 7. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ When the final promise comes, لِيَسُوءُ وُجُوهَكُمْ The Muslim army will disfigure the faces of the Jutlas and their IDF and their parties and settlers. وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةِ And they will enter Masjid al-Aqsa as they entered the first time with jihad. And وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْا تَتْبِيرًا And they will crush. You must remember the arrogance of the Jutlas. What you're talking is utter nonsense.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. I've got Sister Zuleika from Kwaduguza. She says, Mufti Saab, I think witches are real and they are in Africa and in Nigeria. How do I convince others about this and spread the word around? Zuleika Kwaduguza, Ustad.
My sister Zuleika, you're not reading AK. You read AK? AK Ayatul Kursi 255. You must read ayat number 255, AK Ayatul Kursi, and Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, and then all the witches and all the shaitans, all will run away. You must read Surah Baqarah, the whole Surah. You start today, all right, Ben? And what is that? Leave Nigeria, leave Africa. See in your own heart, in your own mind, that the shaitans are troubling you. They're giving you vaccine. Wa imma yanzaghannaka minash shaitani nazghun. Fasta is billah. When the Satan, Lucifer, and his progeny come, and they give you injection, our Ustad, Hazrat Mufti Zahul Aqsa, translates nazghun. Hey, that idkhalul ibra fil jild. That is putting the injection in the skin, in the body. So meaning they give you a vaccine injection. Then say, first is billah. Say, a'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. So what you going to do? A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Bismillahi rahmani rahim. You read Surah Baqarah, the entire Surah, chapter 2, verse 286 verses. And remember in that case there what will happen. وَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُهَا الْبَطَلَةُ. The evil forces can never ever overpower you. Second one, read AK 255, Ayatul Kursi, verse number 255. Read the four kuls. قُلْ يَا كَافِرُونَ قُلْ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. And remember, Satan, Lucifer, Shaitan will all take flight. And you, Sister Zuleika, you must stay in wudu as far as possible. Authentic hadith in Ibn Majah, la yuhafidu alal hudu illa mu'min. Only the true believer, he will stay in hudu, in ablution as far as possible. All the witches and Satan and Lucifer, Shaitan, progeny will run away. So what you're doing is totally wrong. You must not go broadcast about the witches. You must go and broadcast about what Islam says, to fight all the shayateen in human form and jinn form. Shayateen al-insi wal-jinni yuhi ba'duhum ila ba'din zukhruf al-qawli ghurura. Today you will get Satan, Lucifer, and they are coming in human form and jinn form, and they give wonderful lectures. You see, they study oratory, and then they know the masses are very foolish, you know. So then they beguile and deceive the masses.
I've got Nathan. He says, where do the Palestinian families go after being evicted from their homes? I want to hear what you have to say, AK Ustad.
What we say is one settler, one bullet, one soldier, one bullet. And Nathan, you go there, so you also are a wonderful candidate for the Palestinians to put a bullet through you when you supporting the Israelis. The Israelis are a haramis. You came there as refugees. You came there as squatters. You came there as people who were kicked out from 70 countries. Go study your history. That you are the people Allah gave you Palestine to go as a test. In ahsantum, ahsantum li anfusikum. If you do good, then Allah will leave you. Wa in asa'atum, and if you do evil, as you are doing now for the past 75 years, falaha. You can see this week, Saturday night, that the jutlas will be standing up, 200, 250, 300,000, and you, Nathan, better tell your family there, they must start packing up, taking out the second one, passports and so forth. As far as the Palestinians go, they will stand together. You must remember that. They know you jutlas are the haramis. You are the big beast. You are the biggest terrorists on the face of the earth. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. I see somebody says, Ustad, Sister Abigail, she says, who or what is Trump scared of? Does it impact his actions? Sister Abigail, Ustad.
Abigail, why are you worried so much about Trump? Trump, every day he says something. You must remember that. Trump says that he will finish the war in Ukraine in 24 hours. Trump says in 2024 you must vote for me. Trump says that remember that you want to make court cases against me. Very good. I will take all your people's secrets out and everything. You know how much classified information he's got. So therefore, they all fear him. But what they will do, those two retired, those two old people, one side sleepy Joe Biden, they'll get rid of him and bring a young candidate, and the grand old party, the Republicans, they will not go now behind Trump because Trump's legacy is now tainted, and they will get some new candidate and so forth. That's what will happen most probably. Let's wait and see. 2024, it should be a game changer. So, Abigail, you must study American politics, every one of them. You must remember a warmonger, a war criminal after World War II and after apartheid Israel came into existence. Because why? They are the ones who brought this illegitimate child. First Britain and then America. Israel is the product of first Britain and then America. So therefore, they become accomplices in the crime and they war criminals.
I see Sister Tully says, but I don't understand how a Muslim slaughtering a sheep and a non-Muslim slaughtering a sheep right next to each other in the same way can render one as halal and the other as non-kosher. Is this a form of apartheid, Sister Tully, Ustad?
You see, my sister Tilly, when we eat food and you eat food, then there's a big difference. We will eat our meat, we will eat our chicken, and we will slaughter it in the prescribed manner, as the Quran teaches us, the speech, direct speech of Almighty Allah, as the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us. When you speak of slaughtering and so forth, you got nothing. That's what you got to do. Yours is capitalism. Slaughter, kill. Slaughter is a kind word. Just kill the animal, the chicken, the cow, or the swine, or whatever, and just eat the whole time. That make maximum amount of profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, in minimum time. See, Sister Tilly, you haven't visited an abattoir. Be honest about it. When you go to an abattoir today, then you will see the stunning take place. Do you know the chicken you ate last night, last week? It never saw sunlight in its life. Do you know that the swine you ate, the pork you ate, and all these type of things, that same pork and so forth, remember, is telling you that you must become an immoral person. Therefore, when you tell a person you're a chicken, you're a cow, they'll just laugh. Tell him you're a pig, they'll take offense. But the same people will eat pork. They will eat the pork bangers and so forth and so on. So my sister, in Islam, stunning of animals, totally haram, not permissible. And we must do everything in a humane manner. Today, all these politicians, hypocrites, they speak of human rights, but when it comes to abortion, then they're the ones who promote abortion. So where's the human rights of the fetus? That fetus is life. In Islam, when you have an abortion, you're a murderer. So that is Islam. When they speak about animal rights, we want animal rights, we want this. So where's the animal rights when you are torturing them with the stunning and so forth? So my sister, I mentioned to you and cite to you one hadith, one saying of the Prophet Muhammad, Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he was, he is, he will always be the only mercy to the entire universe and creation. He said, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inna Allah katab al-ihsan ala kulli shay'in. Verily, you must remember that Almighty Allah has prescribed that you do your duty with beauty, with compassion and mercy on every creation. Fa'idha dhabahtum, when you slaughter, fa'ahsinu, then you must do good to the animal. I was a young boy, Sister Tilly, and my mother used to slaughter in our backyard. They were not educated people, and like, you know, like, oh, now nowadays you have so much knowledge, information explosion. They were simple people. But she learned from her mother, my nanima, and my maternal grandmother and them. Before you slaughter the chicken, you must give it water.
Mm.
Before you slaughter the chicken, you must see there's no other chicken around.
Mm.
That is our Islam. In yours is what? Mass slaughter. Slaughter the human being, slaughter the animal, slaughter the pig, slaughter whoever you want.
Mm.
So how do you say it's the same, my sister Tilly? So always remember, in Islam, we fulfill our duty with beauty.
Mm, beautiful answer, Ustad. Beautiful answer. I see there's a sister crying here. She says, Mufti Saab, my grandfather passed away because he took the vaccine. I'm taking the doctor to court. But my family says, don't do that. His time was up. Come on, Ustad.
100%. We agree with that. All these doctors, all these governments, politicians, all these Maulvis who are all promoting vaccine, they need a rooster and a booster also. You know where they need it. So you must remember this type of things. You must get 100 people, 50 people, and take a class action, you must remember, against them. I told you from day one, this is not a pandemic, it's a plandemic, it's a scamdemic, and to enrich themselves. Yesterday, if you just read the news, and what they say, now they're already busy. They want a new vaccine to come out for a new virus and so forth. They closed our mosque, and they told us we must wear masks, and they told us social distancing, and take a booster and a rooster and Johnson, and so I must take them to court, 100%. Anybody tell you, must say, Aki told me I must take them. But your case will be very weak because you won. Get 20, 50 people, and all these doctors involved, all these hospitals, politicians, Maulvis, organize, you must take them to court. You must remember that, 100%. So they're destroying you and your children. See, the measles vaccine, go ask them, the Maulvis, who are with the government, and all of them bootlicking. So what you say about the measles vaccine for my children, then you will see, dance all the proper dance. It got porcine, it got pork day inside. Nobody can dispute that. But they sold their deen for a few dollars, remember that. Therefore, we call them scholars for dollars. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.